Good evening, ladies. Welcome to You Can't Make This Shit Up. If you're looking for a dating podcast about dating in your 50s, well, you have found it with your co-hosts, Bethany and
Stephanie.
We are just two single ladies and find ourselves on a hysterical journey of dating in the second chapter of our lives.
I don't know if you'd call it dating.
I don't know if I call it dating either. But hey, we're going to share our dating experiences, talk about finding and meeting quality men or not, and we're going to unpack the dating apps. Trust me, there are hundreds of them. We're going to unravel preparations for dating, getting yourself back out there, improving your self-esteem when those exes try to crush it.
Because they're losers.
And freeloaders. And just reading those red flags. Hey guys, listen up.
It's not a red flag, it's a blinking fucking stoplight.
We're going to spend a lot of time roasting those ghosters, freeloaders, bottom feeders, and the man who's not your man.
You guessed it. We're going to be a little racy, explicit, especially me because I talk like a sailor. Naughty, dirty, love dirty. This is going to be real talk, no scripts, nothing will be left unsaid. We'll also feature some of our very own listeners, including some of the fellas, if they have the balls to do it, to share their point of view. We hope our podcast inspires our listeners to be confident and badass, not lay in your fucking bed and cry because you dated a narcissist. Be more open-minded and to get back out there successfully, or if you fall on your ass, we'll just pick you back up. We'll share experiences, sexual predicaments. That is going to be a great episode.
There's so many of them. Yeah, there's so many.
There's so many. Or they just can't use but the tools that God gave them.
That's right.
And dating catastrophes. We have plenty of those. And we promise to make it entertaining. Grab a cocktail and join Beth and I on our crazy dating journey. Woohoo. As I'm drinking a glass of wine right now. And again, we want to
give you fair warning
to be holding, we won't be holding anything back. Our episodes will be explicit, very explicit. Sometimes you might just want to put your kids to bed first. Grab your favorite glass of wine like I have right now, obviously, and join Beth and I. We will be sharing fun dating tips, crazy dating stories that we can just not make up.
Remember, we can't grow without you, our listeners. So please rate, subscribe, and follow our dating podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, or whatever platform you listen to. You can also comment on our Instagram, Facebook, and in the near future, a website. Again, thanks for listening to You Can't Make This Shit Up and for sharing our podcast. Good evening, ladies. Welcome to our podcast, You Can't Make This Shit Up, with your hosts, Bethany and
Stephanie.
We're so glad you've joined us this evening. I think tonight we're just going to dive in and tell you a little bit about ourselves, why we're qualified or not so qualified to host a podcast. And Stephanie, go ahead. Tell me and share with me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I'm going to share. And if I start fucking it up, I'm just going to keep going forward.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I am soon to be 51, January 1st, not a glamorous birthday. Everyone usually has a hangover or they forget about your birthday your whole fucking entire life. I live in a small farm town with my youngest son, still at home. He's a football player. He is 17. I have three children total, 31 girl, 23 my other son, all fathered by different fathers. That's totally another episode. A very long fucking episode. I am addicted to tattoos. A lot of tattoos. I have a four-year-old awesome grandson and another one on the way. In January, absolutely love being a grandma. I have a miniature Yorkie Penelope, a Siamese cat Bella. They are sometimes not so much friends because my dog wants to act like a cat. I work in the medical field, soon to be working from home. Hello? Yes, can't wait. Get the fuck out of the office. And I also bartend on the side at a little local bar that is similar to Cheers. You know, the old sitcom. And yes, now I'm showing my age because half of you probably don't even know what the fuck that was. I have the worst track record with men and dating, hence why my children all have different fathers. I think I am going to consider being in my hoe phase. Yet again, another episode to discuss and could also might be a midlife crisis thing or just sick of non-committed men. Hence, podcast.
Amen to that.
Right? I am recently single from 8-year toxic relationship. Another episode. That might be an extended episode.
Let's just say freeloader.
Yeah, to say the least. I am recently a wine connoisseur. See, I told you I was going to fuck it up.
That's a hard word. Connoisseur.
Connoisseur. I'm a fucking wine drinker. I don't even know what's connoisseur.
No, let's just say wino.
Wino. I'm a wino. I bought a fucking huge wine rack just for the cons. So, you know, this is a rough draft.
Keep going.
I do love my bourbon and whiskey also, and a Busch latte, which just started. I have never, ever liked beer in my entire life. Maybe that's a midlife crisis thing too.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I also love to be bougie. I love my nails, my eyelash extensions,
bougie girl,
tanning, shopping for new shoes, bell-bottom jeans, makeup, or I just fucking like shopping all the time.
Who doesn't like shopping?
I know, right? You have a problem.
We all have a problem.
90 pairs of fucking jeans.
90 pairs of jeans. Jesus. Anyway.
I am absolutely not the workout kind of girl, unless it consists of going to the gym to tan and wine afterwards. Nothing wrong with that. My favorite food is steaks on the grill and definitely a charcoal grill. Never would I use a gas grill. That's disgusting. And I love to cook. I hate to bake. Baking sucks.
She cooks, I bake.
Perfect match. You are my date. I love to listen to other podcasts and Netflix chilling or Netflix and chill, another episode. By the fireplace inside, if it's sucky weather outside, or hang out by the fire pit outside, weather permitting. I love a good bubble bath in my spa, in my bath. Again, chill with music and wine. No, I'm not an alcoholic.
Not yet.
I'm on my way. 51. I mean, I drank a lot of fucking alcohol in my day. And I am the youngest of 3 girls, so I was picked on the most, but I got away with the most also. And my sisters, they never really fucking liked me, so there's that. I love outdoor concerts with my besties. And I'm kind of stuck in the hippie days, and I love bell bottoms and love all kinds of music, but I love vinyl music mostly.
Peace, love, and granola bars.
Peace, love, and fucking happiness. Woohoo!
Okay, so we are going to continue just a little bit further here and dive into Bethany. Well, most people call me Beth, but so here with Stephanie, and Stephanie gave us this like a really nice rundown of who she is.
And, oh, that's nice.
And you know, I think we're going to have a lot of really built-in episodes into her intro of herself. So that's great. We love creating episodes, and we're really, really excited to, you know, dive into some of these topics that as 50-year-old ladies, like, we're all in this together. It's, you know, some days we're train wrecks, some days we're badass, some days we're, you know, I can barely get out of bed. Some days you break your ribs.
On a mechanical bowl
and a strip pole. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So,
especially with us.
Anyway, again, my name's Bethany. I'm 56. I was born in Central Illinois, not in really a small farm town. It's kind of a small ag town. I was raised by basically leftover hippies.
Love that.
My parents were, you know, good old Democrats, you know, like living pretty liberal, smoking pot, partying.
God, if I smoked pot, I got grounded. And I smoked pot my whole life during high school. It was great.
We'll get into some of that a little bit later. Anyway, I married pretty young. I married when I was 24, my high school sweetheart, and soon found out that married life was when you're, you know, one person's working nights, the other one's working days, it just doesn't quite jive. So divorced at 56. I was divorced at 26. But then lo and behold, we got back together a year later. We stayed back together until I was 30, and then we split up, you know, split up to be for good. I met another, reunited with another high school sweetheart, dated, and then got married at 32 in 97. And then, basically had an instant family. He had three kids. I think a lot of ladies can assimilate with that, like marrying someone who has kids and trying to be a stepmom and having a built-in family just brings so many challenges. And, you know, strip
me up. You can't kill them. You can only beat your own kids.
Right. You can only beat your own kids. You can't beat their kids. Trust me, there were many times that I wanted to. But anyway, so again, you know, just those marriages where I think everybody knows what those marriages are like when they kind of strip you of your self-confidence and your self-esteem. And, you know, like one day you go home and you're just like, this is the end. That's kind of what happened.
I don't know about that because nobody ever wanted to fucking marry me. I just had the kids.
Thank God I didn't have kids with him or the first one. Divorced at 50 or at divorced at 36. And then, I started dating after I went to a divorce seminar and met a guy at a divorce seminar.
Bam, bam.
And met a guy and we started dating. And then we got married in 2003 when I was 38. And then, you know, we could talk about that later, kind of the ebb and flow of that marriage, but then divorced at 41 in 2006, and then been divorced and pretty much single ever since then. So I work in marketing for a pretty large company here in the Midwest and have an opportunity to travel quite a bit for my job. Kind of like Stephanie, I like the bougie stuff, the lashes, the nails, shopping. We love our shopping, hanging out with my friends. And just really probably over the last, you know, 5 years or so, just nurturing relationships with really positive women and just lifting each other up as we kind of navigate being in their 50s, dating the apps, learning how to spot like all these freeloaders, the ghosters, the bottom feeders. Oh my God. We've got an episode just built around that. So hang on, ladies, grab a glass of wine and join us as we talk about dating in our 50s, the catastrophes, the hysterical journey that we've had.
Or starting a podcast with a fucking hangover. Because I thought it was a great idea to get shit-faced last night. No drinking the night before school.
Hey, no shame.
Jesus.
Thanks, ladies.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Well, now that we have introduced ourselves, we are going to let you know a few tidbits of what our podcast is really going to be about.
Thirst trap.
Losers. Players.
You know what? I mean, it's just crazy in this day. It's like, you know, you think in your 50s and you're like second chapter of your life, you're like, you think you're going to have it all figured out. You know, you've learned some lessons of being married and dating around. And like, I think it just gets harder. I mean,
it's hard. It's fucking impossible.
It's impossible.
You think you got a great white collar guy that makes a good living and has a $70,000 fucking truck, and he doesn't even fucking have a home. He lives in an attic.
What is it with these guys that go back and move back in with their mom and dad? I mean,
or I don't know.
Or their nothing. Family members in the basement. I mean, it's ladies, really, truly, honestly, it's happening. I mean, it's just, it's unfathomable to think that, you know, here we are working two jobs, trying to make a living and providing a house over, you know, roof over our head. And then these guys, they just can't seem to get it together.
No, they want to sit at a poker machine and fuck whores.
Okay, we said that we weren't going to hold anything back.
Nasty whores. They're not even cute whores. I mean, one of our episodes is going to be about that. What is it called? Whores get paid?
Hookers get laid.
Hookers get laid. Whores get
paid. No, hookers get laid. Hookers get paid. Whores get laid.
That's the other party's dick works.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure he has a full supply of Viagra though.
Oh my gosh. So okay. Anyway, we digress. So basically, you know, we're going to touch on like these losers, players, ghosters, thirst traps. You know, not even just the Midwest men who won't commit. I think it's universal. I think it's like so many men in our age group, they won't commit. They're pretty set in their ways. They don't, you know, they don't really want to nurture a relationship. So it's just, it's hard. It just sometimes stinks.
Hence why I drink a lot of freaking wine.
We're going to talk about, you know, I mean, everything from the biker's bars to the Cheers bars to, you know, catfishing and cheaters, how to identify them. I mean, I think that's just like, how do we spot these people? I think when you get into this dating world and the apps, you start, you know, not only do you get rejection on these apps, but, you know, these guys that start calling you clingy, trashy, crazy, whatever. I mean, it's awful.
Don't be a crazy bitch.
Don't be a crazy bitch.
Just stalk your ex.
I mean, you know, hopefully we can help you normalize some of these behaviors and navigate through it. Just like, you know, trying to figure out how to spot these traits. So yeah, stay tuned and we're going to have a list. I mean, we've already got a really long list of topics and
oh my God.
We're going to have some fun. Hope you can.
We're going to go to strip bars and take our clothes off and break our ribs on
mechanical bowls. Because you never know.
You never know. You might get a crackhead that steals your vehicle sometime. More than once. Why?
Oh, gosh. Be a Becky, not a Karen.
I love. I want to be a Beth.
I want to be a Beth. Be a Beth, not a Karen.
A Beth from Yellowstone.
Right?
Not you. A Beth from Yellowstone. She's fucking ruthless. And I think every girl should have a little bit of that in them.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So one thing we wanted to say was drop a message in and tell us like what kind of topics you want us to talk about, because I'm sure we've probably covered it. But we want to hear from listeners. And again, subscribe to our podcast, You Can't Make This Shit Up, and comment on our Instagram, Facebook, and then in the near future, we're going to have a website. Thanks for listening to You Can't Make This Shit Up, and share our podcast with your 50-year-old lady friends.
And all ideas are welcome.
Again,
crude or rude,
rate, subscribe, and follow our dating podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, or whatever platform that you listen to. We are hosting our podcast on Anchor, but it will be listed on Apple, Spotify, Google, and iHeart. Thanks, and have a great night.
Bye.